I just want to see us, in all the concerns and worries that I've talked about today throughout the course of the show, all of that, some of that stuff's going to fix itself, Mike. Mm-hmm. Some of it is injury, guys getting better, and this coming back, like Sorokin Freed. But some of it is also guys getting in tune with where they need to be. And if you wait too long, it might be too late. I want you guys to hear me. I'm not saying we're not a playoff team, that I don't believe in them. But right now, and the way this thing works, the better start you get off to, the less you have to worry about at the end.
Right.
This is such a long season. The grind of getting into August and panicking about we're 10 games out and we got to find a way, you can, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be on the other side of that and say, hey, we're 5 games up and right. we have some room for error. And guess what? Even on days that we're not our best over the next 30 days, we're going to be okay. Right now, the way this team is got all these issues facing them, we could easily find our way, you know, in a situation like that. And the good news is, I guess, Mike, that this division, nobody's running away with it, but you said it. God forbid we get swept by the Nationals here, and all of a sudden everybody's going to be freaking out. I guarantee
right.
it.
No, you've said it, and a couple of guys agree with you. We just don't pass the eye test right now. I mean, it is not the start we expected. And I, like, we're not. I debated this with a guy last night on Twitter about you know how we should have knocked the Dodgers off when you got the team down 3-1. I mean, that's people just assume we're coming back. Well, the team, you know, Charlie Morton was a nice pickup. They did wait for the market to settle on Ozuna, but I still think we need to spend more. And I've always given Alex, you know, the pass that he's not given the money that other teams, like other general managers in our division, get. But Smiley's a mistake right now. It's got to get better. It can't get any worse.
No, I don't disagree. Get him out of here.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.